Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Jewachong. Our text for reflection is John 9, 1 to 16. The Gospel according to St. John chapter 9, verse 1 to 17. As he went along, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" "Neither this man nor his parents sinned," said Jesus, "but this happened so that the works of God might be displayed in him. As long as it is day, we must do the works of him who sent me. Night is coming when no one can work. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world." After saying this, he spit on the ground, made some mud with the saliva, and put it on the man's eyes. "Go," he told him, "wash in the pool of Siloam." So the man went and washed and came home seeing. His neighbors and those who had formerly seen him begging asked, "Isn't this the same man who used to sit and beg?" Some claimed that he was. Others said, "No, he only looks like him." But he himself insisted, "I am the man." "How then were your eyes opened?" they asked. He replied, "The man they called Jesus made some mud and put it on my eyes. He told me to go to Siloam and wash. So I went and washed, and then I could see." "Where is this man?" they asked him. "I don't know," he said. They brought to the Pharisees the man who had been blind. Now the day on which Jesus had made the mud and opened the man's eyes was a Sabbath. Therefore the Pharisees also asked him how he had received his sight. "He put mud on my eyes," the man replied, "and I washed, and now I see." Some of the Pharisees said, "This man is not from God, for he does not keep the Sabbath." But others asked, "How can a sinner perform such signs?" So they were divided. Then they turned again to the blind man. "What have you to say about him? It was your eyes he opened." The man replied, "He is a prophet." My theme for reflection is when blind eyes teach us to see. When blind eyes teach us to see. Not long ago, I was standing outside early one morning, just before sunrise. The world was still grey, quiet, uncertain, and waiting. And then, almost imperceptibly, light began to break across the horizon. The outlines of trees took shape, colors returned to the world, and what was hidden in shadow became visible again. It struck me how effortlessly the light transformed everything, not by rearranging the landscape, but by revealing what was already there. That, in many ways, is what happens in John chapter 9. A man born blind meets the light of the world, and suddenly, what had always been darkness is flooded with meaning and clarity. Yet not everyone rejoices. The miracle that opens one man's eyes exposes everyone else's blindness. The disciples begin the story by asking a question we still ask today whenever we face suffering. Who sinned? Who is to blame? They see the man's condition as evidence of divine retribution. But Jesus rejects the arithmetic of karma and the theology of blame. "Neither this man nor his parents sinned," he says, "but this happened so that the works of God might be displayed in him." With those words, he severs the link between pain and punishment. Suffering, Jesus insists, is not always a sentence. It can be a stage for grace. Then, in a gesture as earthy as it is divine, Jesus spits on the ground, makes mud, anoints the man's eyes, and sends him to wash in the pool of Siloam. When the man returns, he can see. Yet his healing triggers confusion and controversy. Neighbors debate, religious leaders interrogate, and even his parents hesitate to speak. Everyone can see the miracle, but few can see the meaning. That is because this story is not only about a man gaining sight, it is about a community losing it. The blindness that Jesus heals is not confined to physical eyes. It is the blindness of hearts unwilling to see God at work outside their categories. The religious leaders cannot fathom that divine compassion might break their Sabbath rules. The neighbors cannot believe that a beggar could suddenly stand tall. Sometimes it is easier to question a miracle than to adjust our vision. Yet amid their confusion, the healed man becomes the clearest voice in the room. Asked to explain what happened, he simply says, "One thing I do know, I was blind, but now I see." His theology is simple but sufficient. Faith, after all, does not begin with full understanding. It begins with sight restored. In his book, Free of Charge, theologian Miroslav Volf writes, "Faith is not about closing our eyes to mystery, but about learning to see the world illuminated by grace." That is what Jesus does for this man and for us. He does not change the landscape of our lives so much as the light by which we see it. He opens our eyes to the possibility that our wounds can become windows through which God's glory shines. So when hardship clouds your vision, resist the temptation to ask, "What did I do to deserve this?" Ask instead, "What might God be revealing through this?" For the same hands that formed clay in the beginning are still shaping us now, turning mud into meaning, darkness into dawn, and blindness into testimony. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where in your life have you mistaken suffering for punishment rather than seeing it as an opportunity for grace? Number two, how might God be inviting you to look again at your pain, your relationships, or your circumstances with the new eyes of faith? And now our practical exercise for the day. Take 5 quiet minutes today. Sit where natural light is changing at sunrise, sunset, or near a window. As you watch the light shift, pray, "Lord, open my eyes to see your glory, even in what I do not understand." Let the moment remind you that spiritual sight begins not in certainty, but in surrender. Light of the world, you touch the dust of our lives and make it holy. When darkness clouds our hearts, open our eyes to your mercy. When we stumble or despair, teach us to see our struggles as the soil where your glory grows. Restore our sight, renew our faith, and help us walk as children of your light. Through Jesus Christ, who turns blindness into vision and pain into praise. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.